This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Contrary to claims made by some calling for the removal of Snake River dams, the spring Chinook salmon they say are in danger of extinction saw returns at the Lower Granite Dam increase for the second straight year, up 27% over last year and 55% higher than 2019. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the latest data is encouraging and demonstrates we're making real strides with our current mitigation efforts.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables, obviously, that some we have control over and some we don't. But fish passage is one thing we do, and I'm just glad to see that we have a positive trend.
But Newhouse says there's still plenty of work to do.
We want to continue working on all those other variables that we have control over to make sure that this continues on into the future. So it's good news. You know, it's certainly not the end of the story. We still have work to do, but I think it's important that we recognize progress when we are able to achieve it.
Any reaction from dam removal proponents?
I have not. But we try to monitor the news from around the country and haven't seen anything coming from the other side on this particular development. So keep watching.
Newhouse says the spring Chinook returns are trending in the right direction, proving what we already know. Dams and salmon can and do coexist.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.